U.S.-China tariff conflict has now turned into a direct showdown between two major powers. According to the Wall Street Journal, the two countries are locked in a high-stakes confrontation. A former CCP official recently wrote that Beijing would never sacrifice political interests for the sake of the economy. He believes the government might even be willing to go to war with the U.S. In other words, CCP General Secretary Xi Jinping could take a huge risk and start a real war over Taiwan. But if that happens, the consequences would be devastating. For several days now, the trade war has been escalating rapidly. After President Donald Trump raised tariffs on Chinese goods to a total of 145%, China's foreign ministry spokesperson said on April 11th that they were ready to fight to the end. Starting April 12th, Beijing will raise tariffs on U.S. goods to 125% and said they would ignore any further U.S. increases. At the same time, the Chinese government has been selling off U.S. Treasury bonds. Their holdings dropped from a peak of $1.3 trillion U.S. dollars to $760.8 billion this month. They've also limited a number of Hollywood movies allowed into China. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning posted to X an old video of Mao Zedong from the Korean War. The message was clear. If the U.S. wants to fight, China will keep fighting until it wins completely. Du Wen, who closely follows the inner workings of the Chinese leadership, explained Xi Jinping's core belief. He seeks cooperation through confrontation. His way of negotiating isn't to sit down and talk. It's to fight through war or through negotiations. Xi wants to protect his power through conflict. That's why he doesn't care if relations with the U.S. gets worse. Du Wen said Xi Jinping made up his mind back in 2023. He's prepared to fight a war with the U.S., even if it turns into a real, full-scale battle. He's been promoting this idea within the military, and China's military buildup is now clearly modeled on the U.S. armed forces. Xi Jinping is not willing to trade political control for economic gains, so he's willing to pay any price in this trade war. Du Wen also said a real war might be hard to avoid. He pointed to a strong move by the Chinese military. Officers are now required to install an app called Strong Enemy Atlas on their phones. The app gives detailed information about the U.S. military's units, bases, insignia, and key commanders. The troops are being told not to fear war and to get ready for a fight with the U.S. According to Du Wen, this is one of Xi Jinping's latest moves. From April 8th to 9th, the CCP held a Central Periphery Work Conference in Beijing. Xi Jinping attended and gave a speech. The main focus was on foreign policy toward neighboring countries, but state media didn't mention anything about Xi Jinping's thought on diplomacy. Footage aired by Chinese state broadcaster CCTV showed that all members of the Politburo attended the meeting. But General He Weidong, vice chairman of the Central Military Commission, who had been missing for a month, was still absent. On April 10th, independent commentator Cai Shen-kun said on his media channel that nearly all top CCP officials were present at this mysterious conference. Every major faction showed up. The atmosphere at the venue felt like a funeral. Almost everyone wore black Mao-style suits and looked grim. No one was allowed to bring paper or pens, and taking notes was strictly forbidden. On April 9th, Chen Pokong, a political commentator based in the U.S., stated in a video program that this was an extraordinary meeting with a tense atmosphere. Everyone was expected to listen in silence. The officials had very serious expressions, and even Xi Jinping looked quite somber. Some online commentators analyzed that Xi Jinping is now in a difficult position. He is indeed preparing for a confrontation with the U.S. because he has no way out. His emotional state and posture make other officials anxious, yet helpless. They know that continuing to fight with the U.S. will only lead to defeat, and they don't want to follow Xi into a losing battle. Scholar Yuan Hongbing, who is based in Australia, has inside sources with the CCP. He stated that the CCP leader's willingness to risk everything in a confrontation with the U.S. stems from two fears. The first fear is related to fentanyl. It is reported that during Donald Trump's first term, he demanded that China stop the flow of fentanyl precursor chemicals through Canada and Mexico into the U.S. At that time, Xi Jinping remarked that Western powers, starting with the Opium Wars, had turned China into a semi-colonial society, and now the U.S. had become a hub for drugs. This said showed the larger trend of the East rising and the West declining. Since then, instead of curbing the production of fentanyl precursors, China has increased its production and exports. Yuan Hongbing added that during Trump's first term, the Chinese military and the Ministry of State Security developed what was called the Zero Plan. This plan aimed to significantly increase the production of fentanyl precursors and send them through Canada and Mexico to strengthen American society's dependency on the drug. He stated that Trump's aggressive approach in the tariff war made China believe that the U.S. government might have knowledge of the Zero Plan. Therefore, she fears that if he backs down, he could be pursued as the world's largest drug lord. Yuan Hongbing said the second fear for Xi is that if China concedes in the tariff war, the U.S. might escalate by bringing up the issue of accountability for the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier, Missouri prosecutors filed a lawsuit accusing China of hoarding protective equipment during the COVID-19 pandemic, which directly impacted the state's healthcare system. On March 7th, a U.S. federal judge ruled in favor of Missouri, ordering 9 Chinese entities to pay over $24 billion in damages. Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey discussed enforcing the payment plan, which could involve seizing farmland and other assets owned by Chinese entities. This ruling is said to have greatly disturbed Xi Jinping. The next step for the U.S. may involve accusing him of crimes against humanity related to the spread of the virus. As a result, China's government is now determined to fight to the end in the tariff war. Yuan Hongbing further noted that under the pressure of the tariff war, not only is the Chinese industrial sector in despair, but there's also a sense of hopelessness within the CCP's bureaucratic system. According to insiders, both current and retired officials are concerned that if the trade war escalates into a military conflict, their assets in the US, Japan, and Europe could be seized. As a result, these high-ranking officials are feeling anxious, and there's growing dissatisfaction and anger toward Xi Jinping. All of this stems from Xi Jinping's obsessive determination to forcibly unify Taiwan. Sources from Facebook have revealed that shortly after Trump re-entered the White House, Xi's team used existing United Front networks and also sent diplomatic experts and party-affiliated scholars to visit U.S. think tanks. They engaged in secret talks with senior White House officials, trying to understand the U.S.'s real intentions. Most importantly, they wanted to know whether Trump would act like he did with Ukraine, by choosing not to intervene militarily in a Taiwan conflict. Reports indicate that Trump has set clear red lines for China. First, China is not to use military force to unify Taiwan, or the consequences will be severe and unimaginable. Trump didn't specify whether this would involve sending troops to defend Taiwan. Second, China must halt the flow of drugs into the U.S., especially fentanyl. If the U.S. discovers China intentionally allowing drugs to flood the country, it will impose more sanctions and retaliatory measures. Third, regarding China's theft of U.S. national secrets and technologies through various means, the U.S. will not only condemn it, but will also take strong countermeasures. What Trump didn't anticipate was that several important figures among China's communist princelings who live in the U.S. would request a meeting with him. They claimed they had critical information to report to him at Mar-a-Lago. Trump agreed to meet, but only for half an hour. Their reason for meeting was fear that if Xi launches a war against Taiwan, not only will their assets in the U.S. and Western countries be seized, but their own wealth in Swiss bank accounts could also be at risk. According to the U.S. Treasury, since the outbreak of the Russia-Ukraine war, the U.S. and its allies have frozen about $300 billion of Russia's foreign reserves. Additionally, more than $30 billion in assets belonging to Russian oligarchs, including yachts, helicopters, real estate, and artworks, have been frozen. China's wealth in Western countries far exceeds this number. Trump has used big data to track and target the wealth of CCP princelings and high-ranking CCP officials in Western countries. Once the war begins, these assets will be frozen and used for post-war reparations. The U.S. doesn't want to get involved in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, especially since Trump's administration believed Europe should take more responsibility for Ukraine. Thus, Trump adopted a softer approach toward Russia, hoping to end the war and make Russia a normal nation that could help counter China. However, if China invades Taiwan, Trump sees it as a defining global battle and will not allow China to take over Taiwan. If China succeeds, it could mean that the entire South China Sea and Indo-Pacific would fall under China's influence. Losing the Indo-Pacific would mean losing the U.S.'s position as the global leader. Based on these insights, the princelings' representatives, motivated not only to protect their vast wealth, but also to represent the anti-war faction within the CCP, sought Trump's support. Their goal was to work together to prevent Xi from starting the war. Sources say that this information was accurately conveyed to Trump face-to-face. After the third plenary session of 2022, Xi's influence started to wane due to health issues. To stabilize the situation, the CCP allowed him to remain in power despite his health. But once he recovered, he started to centralize power again. Xi now sees military unification with Taiwan as his sacred mission and is willing to pay any price to achieve it. The CCP has always been in a state of internal power struggle. This year's two sessions coincided with the 20th anniversary of the anti-secession law. Xi Jinping instructed chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, Zhao Leji, to amend the law, granting Xi the power to initiate a war. This would allow him to declare a state of war or impose martial law at any time. This was a repeat of what happened in 2018, when Xi proposed constitutional amendments during the National People's Congress. He urged Zhao Leji to push through the amendments, but Zhao didn't comply. As a result, Xi ordered Zhao to skip the closing ceremony. Li Hongzhong, vice chairman of the Standing Committee of the 14th National People's Congress, announced that Zhao was absent due to a respiratory infection and needed to rest at home. However, this time, the intervention of the CCP elders led to a reversal of the situation. The following day, Zhao reappeared in public, marking a significant event, reminiscent of the moment when Hu Jintao was escorted out of the 18th People's Congress. Insiders revealed that if it weren't for the live broadcast, no one would have believed Hu was forcibly removed from the venue. Even with the live coverage, some still thought Hu had health problems rather than being ousted by Xi. This time, however, the elders successfully reversed the situation. Xi felt that his power to launch a war against Taiwan was limited, so he took a break and went to relax in the border areas like Yunnan and Guizhou provinces. The insiders added that the CCP elders do not want to spend their remaining years in the midst of war, nor do they want their families' overseas assets to be exposed or confiscated. Some online commentators have pointed out that regardless of the truth of these revelations, they show how much pressure Xi is under domestically and how unstable his power is. Because of this, he has to appear tough in the trade war and cannot afford to back down. Others believe that these princelings don't want war, nor do they want the CCP to collapse if Xi Jinping falls. They just want to maintain the status quo. The true wish is for Xi, whom they see as incompetent, to step down, allowing the CCP regime to continue. However, it seems that President Trump was not affected by these rumors. On the contrary, he has acted firmly and decisively. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent recently stated that the White House has postponed the implementation of reciprocal tariffs on other countries for 90 days to allow space for negotiations. The goal is to form an alliance to confront China as a bad actor. Additionally, Bessent warned that all options are on the table, including the possibility that Chinese companies be delisted from U.S. stock exchanges. CNN reporter Stephen Collinson analyzed that the U.S.-China trade war represents a breakdown of the long-standing efforts of the U.S. to prevent a full-scale trade war or even a more severe conflict with China. Clearly, Trump anticipated that the CCP is unlikely to surrender and will fight to the death until one side falls. On the morning of April 11th, Xi Jinping met with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez in Beijing. According to state media, Xi said, "There are no winners in a trade war," but he also stated, "We are not afraid of oppression." The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning also took to reposting a speech by Mao Zedong from the Korean War, in which he said, "We are not afraid of provocation and will not retreat." So, beyond rhetoric, what other cards does the CCP have to play? What we're seeing now are moves by the CCP to limit rare earth exports to the U.S., restrict the import of Hollywood films, limit imports of chemical and agricultural products, and sell off U.S. Treasury bonds. In addition to these actions, a recently exposed move reveals a card the CCP has played, one that was self-revealed. According to the Wall Street Journal, CCP officials admitted during a secret U.S.-China meeting in December last year that Beijing is responsible for a series of cyber attacks targeting U.S. infrastructure. A former U.S. official familiar with the meeting described that during a half-day session in Geneva, Wang Lei, a senior cyber official from China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said the cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure are a response to America's military support for Taiwan. Wang's comments were indirect and somewhat vague, but most of the U.S. delegation interpreted them as a tacit acknowledgement, as well as a warning to the U.S. over its stance on Taiwan. In January this year, the Wall Street Journal reported that Chinese hacker groups Volt Typhoon and Salt Typhoon had infiltrated more U.S. telecom companies than previously known. Chinese hackers also exploited unpatched network equipment from security provider Fortinet to breach large network routers from Cisco systems. The report mentioned that, in addition to deeply infiltrating AT&T and Verizon, Chinese hackers also targeted Lumen Technologies and T-Mobile's other networks. U.S. officials and lawmakers stated that Beijing continues to use the Salt Typhoon and Volt Typhoon hacker groups to access U.S. telecom networks. In response, senior officials from the Trump administration indicated that the Pentagon would launch more offensive cyber attacks against China. On April 9th, President Trump took an unusual step, ordering the Department of Justice to conduct a special investigation into Miles Tyler, a former official at the Department of Homeland Security, and Chris Krebs, former director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Their security clearances were revoked. On the same day, White House Chief of Staff Will Scharf accused Tyler of leaking classified information during his time at DHS and making outrageous allegations against the Trump administration and other officials, stated that the president's memorandum on Tyler would direct the Justice Department to investigate his activities and uncover any additional issues. Senior analysts believe that the positions held by these two key officials make them highly sensitive, and their possible involvement with the Chinese hackers is now being considered. The CCP, in its pursuit of military unification with Taiwan, appears to be using cyber attacks to prevent U.S. military intervention. However, in the face of the Trump administration, their threats not only failed, but exposed deep-rooted vulnerabilities within the U.S. cybersecurity sector. At this point, Xi Jinping has revealed all the cards in his hand, yet he has no way of knowing how many more cards Trump has left. Will Xi Jinping throw everything on the table and launch a full-scale war over Taiwan? He may not even get that opportunity. And if he does, it could lead to an even more catastrophic defeat.